humor played through his eyes. She could tell this was not the first time that a woman was obsessed with them after a one-night stand. She didn't like the thought, but she knew that it was part of the territory. She watched as he made his way down the bar towards her, and she couldn't help but feel the butterflies in her throat as she stood up and immediately tripped over her own feet. He caught her before she hit the floor and laughed a little at her eagerness. "Had a little too much to drink, have we?" he asked, amused. "No, I haven't had anything but a Sprite," Layla laughed. Layla saw the confusion in the man's eyes. She didn't even know his name, and she was smitten. She felt like a goofy kid, and she loved it. She wanted to seem sophisticated, but every time she thought of him, she did something silly. He tripped her up in the most amusing way. They had a few drinks and talked about themselves. She still didn't know his name, and she wondered why, but she didn't care. They chatted and goofed around, and she enjoyed herself. She was just about to ask him to accompany her back to her apartment again when an odd-sounding buzzer entered her reverie. This is when she woke up. Layla woke up to realize she was actually Jonathan Sanders and that the man in the dream was actually himself. "Well, that is one way to discover that you are a narcissist," he said to himself. But as he looked in the mirror, he had to admit, he was pretty damn sexy. Story 2. Along those lines. Jump for joy, jump for joy. There's so much in life to be happy for. These words repeated themselves in Martin's head, and he was going crazy trying to figure out where they were coming from. These words were like a song that played over and over in your head that you couldn't get out. He felt he may go insane. It could be worse. A lot of people had a tape of some sort telling them something over and over, but it was generally along the lines of, "You're not good enough." It was rarely something that was completely opposite. However, it didn't matter what was playing in his head. He wanted it out. He wanted to be able to make sure that he was in control of his thoughts at all times, not trying to chase his thoughts around to gather them up. That was not how he wanted to roll. He wanted to be in complete control. Instead, he was at a loss for his own thoughts, and that killed him. He did not want to be consumed by thoughts that were not his own, no matter how sickeningly happy they were. Lee Griswold laughed at the sight inside his cauldron. Martin had crossed him too many times, and he had had enough of his crap. So he made sure to torture Martin in the best way he knew how. He got inside his head with a sickeningly happy thought and put it on repeat. No matter what Martin tried, he would not be able to get it out. "This is comedy genius," he said to himself. "This is way better than killing someone," which is what Lee would have done to anyone but Martin. No, what Martin did to him, he wanted revenge for several years. He still wanted to avenge his honor, but he would once Martin went crazy. He was already starting to elicit weird looks from people, and as he walked down the street shaking his head at random intervals. Lee laughed out loud before heading back to his room to take a nap. Starting that magic took a lot out of him, and he needed his rest before he could add any more torment to his enemy. Martin swore that the voice was familiar, but he just could not pinpoint whose voice it was due to the fact that it sounded a little distorted, as if someone was trying to change their voice to make it sound a little creepier. That was the problem with the words running through his head. They were creepy. His boss asked him twice if he was feeling all right due to the fact that throughout the day, Martin had been caught talking to himself. "Stop! I'm trying to get some work done. Shut up!" he pleaded with the voices in his head. It was quite a funny sight to see, he imagined. He laughed a little at the irony of it. He was laughing at his own misery, which was actually quite a funny ordeal. He often laughed at his friends when they could not get a song out of their heads due to the fact that something like that never happened to him. He was always in control of his thoughts. He decided to try another tactic, one that often worked for his friends if pleading with their minds to shut up didn't work. There in the middle of the office, he jumped on his desk. No one really noticed anything until he started shouting the words that were in his mind. "Jump for joy! Jump for joy! There's so much in life to be thankful for!" Over and over again. His co-workers looked up, concerned for his mental health. Martin started dancing around his desk, making ridiculous movements and exaggerating everything. The entire office was in fits of laughter before long. Martin smiled. He had never really been funny, but now was his chance. "Gore, what the hell are you doing? Get back to work," Martin's boss barked from behind him. Martin jumped down off his desk immediately. "Sorry, sir. Just trying to lighten the mood," he replied. "Well, turn on a lamp. Don't disrupt your coworkers. If it happens again, you are out for 3 days," Martin's boss warned. Martin cursed in his head. Well, there went the little bit of good the voice in his head was doing, and still it continued. He tried to drown it out with some music and get to work.